CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 14th of June 2026. Here are the main news headlines. IARU President announced as the keynote speaker for the RSGB 2026 convention. The RSGB has updated its equality, diversity and inclusion policy. Make use of the RSGB full question bank. 4 years ago, IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH/G4HUA, shared his thoughts on the changes and challenges to the amateur service and what the future held for amateur radio. On Saturday, the 10th of October, Tim will return to the RSGB convention, and in his presentation, he will touch on whether the future turned out as expected. Tim is currently serving his fourth term as IARU president, and the RSGB is delighted to welcome him back as the keynote speaker. Buy your ticket for the RSGB convention by going to rsgb.org/convention. As well as the keynote, the Society has a speaker programme that will bring radio amateurs a wide-ranging selection of lectures. Whether you're keen to enhance your knowledge on propagation, FT8, or if you want to learn more on VHF and above, there is something for everyone. You can keep up to date with the latest speakers by visiting the convention speaker page. The RSGB convention takes place between the 9th and 11th of October 2026 at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The RSGB is committed to fostering an inclusive, respectful and accessible amateur radio community in which all individuals can participate fully and safely. It aims not only to prevent discrimination but to actively remove barriers to participation, promote equity and create an environment where diversity is valued and inclusion is embedded in all that we do. The Society reviews its policies regularly, and this week it's published an updated equality, diversity and inclusion policy. The policy has clearer language to explain the responsibilities of directors, staff, volunteers, RSGB members and affiliated clubs, as well as participants in RSGB events, training and programmes. The policy also applies to all RSGB platforms and environments. The Society encourages all members and affiliated clubs to read the policy. You can find it on the RSGB website under Policies. The RSGB will review this policy at least annually and monitor its implementation to ensure continuous improvement. In April, the RSGB exams team published the entire full licence exam question bank on the RSGB website. This means that anyone studying for the full licence has this valuable resource at their fingertips. The interface also allows users to generate their own mock examinations from the question bank. Feedback by amateur radios has said how useful the resource is and that anyone studying for an exam should take a look. To get started, go to rsgb.org/exam-questions. Questions, plural. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee has also prepared some FAQs to support the publication of the question bank. You can access these on the exam FAQs web page, FAQs, that is. Have you seen the About the RSGB playlist on the Society's YouTube channel? There are nearly 50 videos to choose from, including a number of recently released videos with RSGB representatives. You'll be able to watch RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, talk about a range of propagation topics, including the best months for propagation and the possible effects of AI on propagation forecasts. If you'd like to learn more about the work of the RSGB EMC Committee, you can watch Committee Chairman John Rogers, M0JAV, discuss some of the upcoming projects it has planned. You can watch full playlist by going to youtube.com/the RSGB. The next Bath-based distance learning full license course will be run between August and December this year. The course will include weekly tutorials and work packages via an online classroom as well as access to a remote tutor. Applicants must work through pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. To request full details and an application form, please email Bath-based distance learning team leader Steve at g0fuw via g0fuw@bbdl.org.uk. If you're one of the nearly 10,000 HamClock users, please be aware that the original HamClock back-end server will stop working sometime in June this year, following the original developer passing away in January. To continue using the HamClock after this date and to keep receiving updates, you must switch the HamClock back-end server. To find out more about this and for links for guides for both Raspberry Pi-based HamClocks or those using an Innovato Quadra, visit hamclockisnotdead.com. The replacement open source HamClock backend server is called the Open HamClock Backend, and more details can be found at ohb.works. Unlike the original, this is completely open source and is run by a team of developers, so there is no one particular person responsible. The same team is also providing updates to the HamClock client itself, which is now up to version 4.26. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and event, the Junction 28 Radio Rally takes place today, Sunday the 14th of June at the Post Mill Centre, South Normanton. DE552EJ, doors open 10:15, admission £4. More information, visit snadarc.com or contact jfigures28rally@snadarc.com. Also today, Sunday the 14th, the Mendips Radio Rally is taking place at the Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farringdon Gurney, BS396UA, doors open 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Entrance £3. More information, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. Wednesday the 17th of June, the Lincoln Shortwave Club used equipment sale will take place in the Village Hall, Aysthorpe in Lincolnshire. Lincoln LN12SG booking will be open from 6 p.m. and the auction starts at 7 p.m. Saturday the 20th of June, Inverness and District Amateur Radio Society GM North Radio Rally will be held at Glackbeg Croft Centre, Allen Glack Wood, North Keswick, IV13XD, and following the suggestions for how it's pronounced, if it's wrong, I'm sorry. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. For more information, email Inverness Radio Society at gmail.com. Also on Saturday, the 20th of June, Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10 a.m. Entry £3. More information, 07587 709006, or email rally.radars@hotmail.com. Sunday the 21st of June, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as Ipswich Radio Rally, is held at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road Curtin, IP10 0PW. Doors open 9:30, entrance fee £3. More details at eswr.org.uk. Special event news. Special event station GB8GAW will be active from Monday the 22nd of June until Sunday the 12th of July, promoting Glaucoma Awareness Week. Look for activity on the HF band using FT8, FT4 and SSB. Special event station GB1SCW will be on the air on Sunday the 21st of June from the Shoreham by Sea National Coast Watch Station, BN435HY. Station will be operated by members of Russington Amateur Radio Group and Worthing and District Amateur Radio Club, celebrating the work of coastal communities. Activities expected to be mostly on the 40-metre band using SSB. CQRZ.com for more info. Members of the Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society will be at this year's Military Vehicle Trust Show at Badsey Farm in Evesham. They'll be operating special event station GB26WVE from Wednesday the 17th until Tuesday the 23rd of June. Special ex-military signals vehicles will be operating on the VHF, UHF and HF bands. Operators are keen to make lots of contacts, so if you hear the station, give it a call. DX News, Paul MM0ZBH is active as 5Z4 stroke call sign from Kenya until tomorrow, Monday the 15th of June. He operates CWFT8 and SSB, QSLVAR Logbook of the World and OQRS. Rafael SQ4 Oscar is a member of the 50th Polish Antarctic Expedition to the Henryk Arklowski station on King George Island, South Shetlands Islands, AN010. He will be working there until October. In his spare time, he's operating as HF0PAS on the HF bands using CW and SSB. Rafael may also be active on the 6-metre band using FT8. Contest news. The IARU ATV contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday, the 13th, and ends at 1800 UTC today, Sunday the 14th of June. Using TV on frequencies from 432 megs and up, the exchange's picture quality, serial number, four-digit code and locator. Today, Sunday the 14th of June, the RSGB second 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, Sunday the 14th, practical wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Maximum of 5 watts of power can be used in this contest. Tomorrow, Monday the 15th, RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10-metre bands. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 16th, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 18th, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. RSGB 50 megs trophy contest starts 1400 UTC Saturday the 20th of June, runs to 1400 UTC Sunday the 21st of June, all modes on the 6-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian contest starts 0000 UTC on Saturday the 20th, ends 2359 UTC on Sunday the 21st of June. CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, exchanges signal report and your age. Sunday the 21st of June, the Worked Hall Britain 50 megs phone contest runs 0800 to 1400 UTC SSB on the 6-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and Worked Hall Britain Square. Now for the radio propagation report. Last year, they write, we warned you about a potential geomagnetic disturbance caused by a triple coronal mass ejection, or CME, from the Sun. As it turned out, the KP index rose to 6.33 and poor HF conditions ensued, just in time for RSGB National Field Day. Luckily, Sunday the 7th wasn't quite so bad, but it did show you how a KP index rise can damage HF propagation. A further CME warning has since been cancelled, but we're not out of the woods. A long-duration mid-level sea flare was observed on the northeast quadrant of the Sun, peaking at just after midnight on Thursday the 11th of June. A CME with a possible Earth-directed component is possible, which could lead to KP index rise. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 124 on Thursday the 11th as predicted, but that's still enough for some DX potential. Sporadic E has been providing lots of entertainment, so make the most of it in June, which is one of the best months for sporadic E activity. Settled geomagnetic conditions with a low KP index appear to provide the best time for sporadic E. DX to be worked this week includes 5Z4/MM0ZBH in Kenya, which is active until the 15th of June. Station has been spotted on the 10-metre band using FT8 and the 20-metre band using CWNSSB. PJ2/PH2M is active as Curaçao until the 29th of June, mainly FT8 and some SSB. D4 Oscar Lima from Cape Verde is active on FT8 and FT4 until Friday the 22nd of June. Finally, look for FS/K9EL station from St. Martin, which is active until Wednesday the 24th of June. While we're in this period of summer thunderstorms, a reminder that it may be a good idea to unplug the antenna from your HF radio when not in use. But make sure you do this before any storm approaches. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 130 range. Quiet geomagnetic conditions are forecast all week with a maximum KP index of 3, but be aware of CMEs which are not easily predicted. Any solar flare and subsequent CME could upset the apple cart, so keep an eye on solarham.com for update information. Now for VHF and up, there have been some very good sporadic E conditions recently. This was particularly true at 50 megs with openings at lunchtime and into the evening towards the USA on Tuesday the 9th and Wednesday the 10th. There was also an opening into Japan during the morning of Thursday the 11th of June. 70 megahertz has seen openings mostly to Eastern Europe and Spain. Notably, we haven't seen much by way of 144 meg sporadic E yet, but QSOs have been made by a lucky few. All this sporadic E activity has probably been aided by the extra long-lived metallic ions from meteors of the daytime Arietids, an important shower in early June. The other ingredient often associated with sporadic E is the presence of jet streams, which are very effective at generating turbulence that can propagate up to the E region and aid sporadic E formation. The coming week looks to be reasonably set up with jet stream activity. This is probably more relevant for the northern half of Europe, so may favour Scandinavia and the Baltic, with the occasional opportunity further south. As for meteor scatter, there is a gap in the calendar and it's probably a case of relying upon random activity, which tends to peak around dawn. Rain scatter may fare better with a chance of showers, especially in northern parts of the country. The solar conditions have recently been at the low end of the scale, with a KP index between 1 and 3, which is typical of high summer. This also reduces the chances of radio auroras. There will be a period of high pressure today, the 14th, before low pressure turns to northern Britain next week. Although the south may stay closer to high pressure, this offers a chance for some tropo conditions. EME now and moon declination continues to increase with a maximum tomorrow, the 15th, with path losses falling towards minimum at perigee. 144 meg sky temperature is moderate, becoming high tomorrow, the 15th, with the sun close to the moon before falling back to low again from Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.